Well, praise the Lord. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis of the Someone Cares broadcast. Thank you for tuning in today, and we want to take you into a message entitled Take Up Your Cross. In this message, we want to teach you the cross that Jesus bore for us when we couldn't save ourselves, and we want to look at the cross that Jesus told us to bear. That's two different crosses. The reason I want to make it plain is there's a lot of teaching today on the message of the cross. And there's a lot of teaching today on the grace revolution. These messages are deviating from the word of truth. And I want you to know the true message of the cross and what Jesus did according to Daniel 9, verse 24, how he ended sin and brought in everlasting righteousness as a result of his cross. But your cross causes you to keep the old life and the old man on a cross, resisting him, denying yourself, and taking up your cross to follow him. And Jesus said, if you don't do this, you cannot be my disciple. So that's two different crosses, and we want to distinguish them. Let's go now into the message entitled, Take Up Your Cross. Well, praise the Lord. Just a few more scriptures on the cross that Jesus told you to bear. Praise the Lord. In St. Mark chapter 8, verse 34, the Bible says, and when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. Self-denial is the cross that you are to bear. That self-denial is resisting the old life, resisting the devil, the world, and the flesh, and suffering for righteousness' sake, for the sake of the kingdom. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12, the Bible says, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. 2 Thessalonians 1, verse 4 and verse 5 says, so that we ourselves glory in you in the churches of God, for your patience and faith in all your persecution and tribulation that you endure. That's the cross Jesus talking about. Verse 5 said, which is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of God, that you may be accounted worthy of the kingdom of God for which you suffer. That is the cross Jesus talking about. So don't let anyone fool you that the cross that Jesus told you to bear is you just dependent on what he did. No, you are saved by what he did. Now that you are saved by what he did and you've been empowered by what he did, now you can suffer for righteousness' sake, for the kingdom for which we are going into. That is the cross Jesus told you to bear. Let's go into the word of God and prove it further. God bless you.
I know some folks don't think this real, but this is real. Clap your hands, saint. This is real. I'm walking in it. These preachers walking in it. Some of y'all walking in it. This is a glory we walking in. I'm going on to that frog, leaving this tadpole stage. I'm going on to that butterfly. I'm leaving this caterpillar stage. Hallelujah. I'm going to speed it up a little bit. Let me. It says, therefore, being buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in newness of life. How can we walk in this new life now? Because this is the life you received. You are not really that old person no more unless you give in to it, unless you yield to it. He is really crucified. So don't let his influence tempt you. Because Satan know everything you used to do. Fact that spirit was there helping you do it. Now, if this message bored you, you better check your salvation. Clap your hands, somebody. This better not. Oh, God. This message is a test. Let me move to Romans 8. I'm talking about instructions on how to walk in this new life. See, I'm walking in this life, and I'm loving it. I'm addicted to it. I used to be addicted to stuff in the world and that old man. I ain't addicted no more. I'm addicted to this glory. I'm addicted to this power of Jesus Christ. And just like that thing make me move up here, when I'm out there tempted with sin, that thing quickened me. And sin is so ugly to me now. Sin is ugly, ugly, ugly. Do you know you can get where I'm talking about? You can move there. How you gonna do it? keep your cross. Keep the old man on the cross and keep walking in this life. Just keep traveling in this life. And you say, well, the urges come sometime. I still want to tell my husband off. Cross time. Not hammer time, cross time. I still want to tell my wife, you know, what she needs to do. No, you can't act in that old man. Every time you act in that old man, you energize him. You energizing him. And that's why many of us cannot experience this life. Romans 8 verse 2. For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Before Jesus went to the cross, I had a law of sin and death working in my members. And I was helpless to help myself. And Jesus, in his cross, broke that power over me and told me to now bear a cross to keep that power out of me. And when I do what Jesus say, then the Bible said the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. There's a new law working inside of me. It's in my mind. It's in the way I feel. I can watch the same commercials I used to watch and don't even think the old way I used to think now. Why? Because there's a spirit of life inside of me called God's glory. Bible said God can't be tempted with evil. Well, when God fill your temper up, you won't be tempted. You tempted when you're drawn away of your own lust. If you die to the lust, how you going to be tempted? He tempt you through lust. Verse 3 says, for what the law could not do, I'm going to let y'all go in a few minutes. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, that was before I got saved. God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh. Jesus Christ got in the same kind of flesh I had and lived a holy life, didn't sin one time, and rebuked sin in every flesh. And now that same life is functioning in me now. And that's why I don't sin. It is resurrection power in me. It is not a struggle. He sent me to preach this new life because we know the old life. You understand that? Just like we see Jesus, but you can't see Jesus in you. A lot of people see the old man, but you don't see this new creature. So I'm sent to preach this new creature with the understanding that as long as I keep that old man on the cross, that old man cannot overpower me because this new man got the same power Christ had in him. The Bible said, if we go through all these things, who going to destroy us? Who going to overcome us? Shall tribulations, tests, trials? We're more than conquerors with this life. This life make me more than a conqueror. That's why you need the Holy Ghost. To get this life flowing in you. Hallelujah. Now you may have a few little urges in the beginning when you first come into this life. Just suffer a while. Keep that old person on the cross. Keep them old thoughts on the cross. And after you suffer a while, this life get to roll it over in you. I'm telling you, you'll understand why Jesus Christ was able to go through. Because this life is powerful. This life is the life of God. It says the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us. All of God's requirement is fulfilled in my life now because I have allowed this life to function in this body. I rebuke the old man. I rebuke the old life. I resisted him, kept him on a cross, and now it's easy to walk this life out. Now I'm bragging on the power of God, the power of God's true grace. And this is why all Christians need to walk. This is called walking in the Spirit. This is your promised land. That life that you receive in this treasure in earthen vessels is the life I'm preaching about. That's the life I'm preaching about. Let's take our mind off this life and focus on this life. You're going to be transformed into what you focus on. Bible said we beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord are changed. That's that metamorphosis. That's that tadpole to the frog. When you behold this life and you reject that old life, you transform. I'm changing to look like Jesus. Every day I'm changing. Y'all know how some people in your family, you see them 1 year and then you miss seeing them 2 or 3 years and the children was a little small and you see them about 2 years later. Wow, you have grown. Y'all remember that? How people can grow. 6 months, you can see a difference. Wow, you've grown. That's the way Christians are moving. As long as you keep that old man on the cross and focus on this life, you changing in the same image. And before long, this image, this power has consumed your thinking, your mind, and you understand what it means to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. This is for those who want to walk in the spirit. This is for those who want to overcome the flesh. If you want to overcome the flesh, you're going to have to make up in your mind. Keep that old personality on the cross and suffer. Shut your mouth, bite your tongue if you have to, suffer. And God will make you perfect in this new life. And when the new life momentum start going, I'm telling you, it's unstoppable. It's unstoppable. Hallelujah. The righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh but after the spirit. This is the life I'm preaching about. This is a life of walking after the spirit now. Hallelujah. I used to walk after the flesh. I ain't there no more. And I'm bragging on Jesus. And I'm preaching this because how you going to reach it if I don't preach it? For they that are after the flesh, if you mind, watch this. They that are after the flesh, here's why you're after the flesh. They mind the things of the flesh. Your mind on it. Your mind on that old creature. Your mind on that old man. You remember how you used to get depressed? Don't remember it. Cast that thought down. Don't even think about it. Keep him on the cross. That's why Jesus said you need a cross. See, people done put their cross down and just, oh, I trust Jesus' cross. Jesus' cross got the skunk out. Your cross get the sin out. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. But they that are after the spirit, the things of the spirit. Because the carnal mind, Romans 8, verse 7. I'm trying to speed up a little bit of what I'm trying to do. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. If you get that same mind you used to have, you're an enemy of God now. That's why I need a cross. To stop being an enemy of God. Hallelujah. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh, can I please God? That old man is the flesh. This new life that you received when the spirit came in is the spirit. Is the life, the same life Christ had functioning in him is now in you. Yes, same life. It ain't no different. No variations. But you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he's none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin. But the spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead, the same spirit that got Jesus up, got you up. Same spirit. Ain't no two differences. Why we struggle? Because you let that old man get off the cross. If you keep him on the cross, there is no struggle in this resurrection power. That's why you got to take up your cross. We are debtors, not to the flesh. I don't owe this man nothing. The Bible said that fellow crucified. And the Bible said, I got to reckon myself as dead. If that fella try to bother me, I'm like, you dead. Come on now, if he try to make me smell that little smell, hey, you dead too. Because the Bible said you clean through the word. You keep coming to Bible study. receiving this engrafted word. You got a smell in your life. You got an issue in your life. Keep coming to Bible study and receive this engrafted word and see when it cleanses you. You say, I don't come to Bible study. That's why I'm taking my time doing Bible study today. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just about done, believe it or not. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh. Y'all know I'm just kidding now because I know people have issues. I'm not picking at nobody. I don't want y'all to think I'm picking at nobody. I don't pick on folks. Amen. But I teach the truth. I throw the truth straight at you. How am I going to help you if I throw the truth over your head? Come on now. That's the flesh want me to do that. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if you, listen, if you live after the flesh, if you go back and you take that man off the cross, this old man, and you start acting that same way, and you caught die, if you die, you, the Bible says you're going to hell. Okay? It says, for if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you through the Spirit mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. I got to stay in this life now. And as long as I stay in this life, keep that fella on my cross. Mine. You got a cross. See, that's the problem with the church. You done put your cross down. Hallelujah. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God. See, this life that I'm talking about, this stress-free life, this sin-free life, this joyful life, this life where, you know, is peace and happiness and joy, it's Christ living his life all over again. Here's how you get there. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body as a living sacrifice. It's a sacrifice to serve God. It's a sacrifice to say, I'm not going to act that way no more. You got to make a decision. See, if you don't solve that, if you don't solve that and say, I'm never doing that again, if you don't really come to that decision, chances are you're going to do it again. Why? Because you never solved that mindset. I solved it. I ain't sinning no more. Boy, y'all clap. I done preached that in place. Them folks that, what? Who do you think you are? No, who do you think you are? One sin got the man kicked out, and you think you can sin one more time and you stay in? That's a mindset. How about if you get to heaven, we're ruling and reigning, and you got a mindset, well, you know, I might sin one time. You ain't even getting there. Not with that thought. Present your body as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. It is not reasonable to God to bring your body to him and you just use it to sin. That's what he said. That is not reasonable. He said, come, let us reason together. Now, he'll reason with you and show you mercy, but it's not reasonable for you to present it to him and you just defiled it. That is not reasonable. Then it says, and be not conformed. Here's the problem. You're a new creature. You have a new life. The old man is crucified. But instead of you resisting him and denying him, you tend to look over there and look back. And you look too many times, and then you start conforming to that same personality. See? But if you would never look back, if you were never given the time of day, you could have been walking in this resurrection life, and this life gets stronger every day. The Bible said the inward man is renewed day by day. Day by day, you could grow in this strength. And never give in to that thing. And be not conformed to this world. That's the thing. See, there's still some things in this world that entice you. You got to die to the world, the flesh, and the devil to serve God. You got to really die. You got to, saints, you got to make a decision. is I hate this life, this life. I hate anyone influencing me with that life. I mean, don't hate the person. I'm talking about hating that life. See, because I love my children. I'm going to always love my children. But if my children try to influence me with the life that they live in that I once lived, I hate that. That's what Jesus told me. You got to hate these close ties that pull you back into that old life, that lifestyle. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Honey, you can start getting ready. I'm trying to encourage the people to let you know I'm going to let y'all go. 1 Thessalonians 5:22. Here's some things you got to do. They said Jesus did it all. You ain't got to do nothing. That's a lying preacher. That preacher is lying to you, and you ought to be thankful for somebody to tell you he's lying. The Bible said, 1 Thessalonians 5:22, abstain from all appearance of evil. That's something you got to do after you done received this new life. And the first evil you got to abstain from is that old man. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. God will sanctify you. Then he'll teach you how in your sanctified stage to work righteousness. And as you do what is righteous, you produce the fruit of holiness. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless to the unto the coming of the Lord. This Bible talking about not touching him one time. This new life is about not sinning one time. And the reason I hammer on this, because I didn't used to hammer on this. I used to preach, oh, you're going to fall at some point. You know, we all human. I used to preach that. But that was a lie. I'll never preach another lie as long as I live. Romans 6:19. I speak after the manner of man because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as you have yielded your members servants to uncleanliness and to iniquity unto iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness unto holiness. You're a new creature. Jesus in his cross dealt with that old man. But your cross, keep that man dealt with. And as you live out your life resisting and denying yourself, because if you don't deny yourself or that self-life that you develop over here, you cannot be Jesus' disciple. And multitudes followed him just like they followed him back there, but it's not very many that's his disciples because he said it. He said, if you don't do this, you are following me, calling me Lord, but he said, many are going to call me Lord. And he going to say, depart from me, you that work iniquity. Why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say? I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. As you've yielded your members now, as you yield over here to unrighteousness, now practice. You got a new life, resurrection life. Now practice yielding to righteousness. Go tomorrow, yield to righteousness. The next day, yield to righteousness. And before long, this resurrection Christ has transformed you to where you have no more problem with lust. The cross represents a slow, agonizing, and painful death of a skunk and a sin. I didn't make the plan. I wish it would have been different, but that's the way it is. Take up your cross. Take up your cross. I'm gonna close with these verses here. Understanding the new life. I'm gonna close with these verses here. Now, hon, you can come on to the keyboard. I'm gonna close with these verses here. I love this life. And you can live this life. Every one of you with the Holy Ghost, you can live this life. This is an easy life. The way of the transgressor is hard. And I promise you, this is the way to live it. Now, if you like the flesh and you like your personality, you like going off. You like that little temper, because that little temper give you an appeasement when somebody make you mad. Look, I done did this stuff. I done did this stuff when my temper flared up and I told them off, or I did what I needed to do, but that was a little appeasement in your flesh. But it'll send you to hell if you keep living your life like that. Hallelujah. But there's appeasement in the Holy Ghost if you do righteousness too. The Holy Ghost will comfort you. The Holy Ghost will strengthen you. And you'll find yourself looking just like Jesus. You see, the church don't even believe this. I know this church believes it. I know me and Rachel believe it. Rachel said, amen. All of y'all believe it. But most folk don't believe this. You don't believe in this life. This life is real.
Well, praise the Lord. We're just about out of time, so that's it for today. But I hope you was blessed by this teaching and preaching. And if you was blessed and you would like to contact us with a word of testimony or a request for prayer, or if you would be so kind to support this ministry, you can either call us or you can write us at the following information. You can call us at 225-802-5613. That's 225-802-5613. If you would like to write us, send us an email at scmcci@hotmail.com. That's scmcci@hotmail.com. For more free teaching and preaching of the Word of God and study guides absolutely free, go to our website at www.someonecaresministry.org. That's www.someonecaresministry.org. Make sure S is on the word care. We meet at 10414 Mammoth Avenue, Sunday at 10, Sunday night at 7 p.m., and Wednesday at 7 p.m. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis saying we love you, we thank God for you, and remember, someone cares for you, and his name is Jesus. Well, praise the Lord. This is Apostle Lewis again. I want to take another honor and a privilege to invite you to one of our worship service at Refuge Temple Ministry, located right here in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 10414 Mammoth Avenue. That's 10414 Mammoth Avenue. Come on out and visit with us in our beautiful sanctuary. We meet every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and every Sunday night at 7 p.m. And on Wednesday night, we have our Bible study via YouTube, and you will have the blessing and honor of hearing the Chief Apostle, Bishop Wendell Archie. Come on out and visit with us and fellowship with us. We would love to have your face in the place. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis, and we love you. Thank God for you. And remember again, someone cares for you, and his name is Jesus.